pretty incredible that we're already at week three of the NFL season. At the time of the recording of this podcast, we're hours away from kickoff between the Jacksonville Jaguars and the Miami Dolphins. There's probably a couple teams that you don't know very much about. Check out Anthony Wiggins of Locked On Jaguars or Kyle Krabs of Locked On Dolphins to gear up for that one. Or just Locked On NFL for all the insight leading up to that contest. Your support, much appreciated. It's Locked On Cardinals. And also, help support your local businesses, whether they're your corner stores, coffee spots, favorite shops. Local businesses have always been on your team, supporting you and your community. But right now, more than ever, local businesses need your support. So let's be there for them. The next time you go shopping, make the choice to shop at local businesses and look for the contactless symbol and tap and pay with the contactless Visa to help support your community. Because where and how you shop matters. Visa, everywhere you want to be, official partner of the NFL. This is going to be a Bo Brock solo joint, Locked On Cardinals, because Alex Clancy's not with us today. I don't know if he doesn't want to crack the microphone because of the backlash he received on social media at Clancy's Corner for implying that Kyler Murray is more elusive than Lamar Jackson, because we found out very rudely that if you say anything about Lamar Jackson, if you don't just put just 100% respect on Lamar Jackson's name, the Ravens fans will relentlessly attack you on social media. Alex Clancy at Clancy's Corner was on the wrong end of that. You can give me a follow as well on Twitter, at Bob Rack. I've got less polarizing hot takes. But I wanted to, before we get into the meat of our podcast, and we've got a lot coming up on this episode. It's a crossover Thursday. We're going to be joined by Matt Derry of Locked On Lions, who's hilarious, he's informative, and he's trying to deal with something that we were dealing with for the last couple seasons up until now in the desert, and that's an underperforming football team that, as far as its roster's concerned, there is talent, but not enough to compete week in and week out. And we're going to ask Matt, what's the deal with this Lions roster? Why are they 0-2, and why can't they seal the deal when leading by double digits? They've lost four straight games with a double-digit lead, so we'll get into that as well as the nuts and bolts of this contest. But before we get into the brass tacks for Week 10 and start breaking this game down, whether or not it's a potential trap game for the Arizona Cardinals, I was talking at the beginning of the episode about support. Of course, I mentioned Visa, asking you to help support local businesses, and I wanted to speak on behalf of myself and Alex, all the support that we've received from you listeners, whether it's, you know, tuning into this podcast periodically or every day, as some of you guys do, or, you know, connecting with us on social media. We appreciate it all. We recently solicited you guys to subscribe to us on iTunes or follow along on Spotify or wherever you find your podcast. Even asked if you'd be so kind to leave a rating or a review, and we don't care what kind of rating or review you leave. I mean, I understand. I work with Alex that sometimes this is a tough podcast to listen to. We just want to get better each and every day. So if there's a review out there and it's constructive, even if it's not, if it just says you suck, we do appreciate it in a weird way. Like recently, Gregory reached out last week on Friday. He's a guy in Alabama. He's a Cardinals fan in Alabama and says he listens to the Cardinals podcast basically every weekday. We appreciate you, Greg. Says that we're a little hard on Steve Keim, but he tends to agree. And look, that's the one thing about this podcast is we don't pull any punches. He appreciates the crossover, so hopefully he'll appreciate this one with Matt Derry of Locked On Cardinals. But, you know, we appreciate Greg, and we appreciate listeners just like Greg and like Mike, who reached out to us on social media at Locked On AZ Cards. Continue to do so. We're grateful for all of it. Is Sunday a potential trap game between the upstart 2-0 Arizona Cardinals and the 0-2 Detroit Lions? That's your Locked On Cardinals lead story. Cue the Admiral Akbar from Star Wars. It's a trap. The momentum, vibe, soul-crushing anomaly that can humble the best of all football teams. A trap game. Is that on the horizon? Where a team rolling overlooks its lowly opponent and falls prey to its cleverly placed trap. You know, the traps where teams don't play good football for several weeks and show up and suddenly fire on all cylinders. Those absolutely happen. Could this sneaky snake be in the grass awaiting the undefeated Arizona Cardinals in the form of the winless Detroit Lions? Absolutely. The Lions have a formidable offense, and it's getting a boost with top wide receiver Kenny Golladay making his season debut on Sunday. Golladay rejoins an impressive collection of playmakers. Marvin Jones, Danny Amendola, rookie wideout from Wisconsin, Quintez Cephas, and tight end TJ Hawkinson. They offer a bevy of targets for Matthew Stafford to throw to, and it's a long list of playmakers that the Cardinals defense are going to need to keep tabs on. They have enough hats to keep on hats. The Lions, they also have an interesting backfield consisting of the ageless Adrian Peterson, youngster DeAndre Swift out of Georgia, and bruiser Kerryon Johnson. It's definitely an offense that's dangerous, but obviously it isn't consistent enough to outright bury opponents. Detroit, it's riding an outrageous run of four straight games of blowing double-digit leads and losing. Four straight games. Double-digit lead. L. The offense, it's good enough to gain leads, obviously, with that stat, but not transcendent enough to put away games or make up for their garbage defensive unit, which we'll get to in a minute. The Lions are 2-0-1 in their last three matchups with the Arizona Cardinals. Last time Matt Stafford came to the desert, he tossed for 385 yards and three scores in that 27-27 tie in the 2019 season opener. That's Kyler Murray's debut. Hopefully Kyler's bitter that he had to kiss his sister in his first professional game. TJ Hawkinson, if you remember, went nuts in that contest. He began the trend of 2019 of tight ends going crazy against the Cardinals defense. 16 touchdowns surrendered to tight ends in 2019. Hawkinson, his first game as a pro, racked up six catches, 131 yards, and a trip to the end zone. The Cardinals defense, it's been way better in 2020 against tight ends, only surrendering 44 yards to George Kittle in week one and 27 yards to Logan Thomas in week two. The Lions offense gives them a shot, absolutely, but their defense is where the Arizona Cardinals need to flex their superiority. This Detroit defense is awful. Think Cardinals 2019. Can't make a play, can't stop a nosebleed, an absolute dumpster fire. You really can't come up with one key defensive player on the Lions' defensive side of the football that consistently can make plays for that group. Detroit made Mitchell Trubisky look like Joe Montana in the fourth quarter of week one and helped Aaron Rodgers continue to turn back the clock in week two in a 42-21 beatdown. Kyler Murray needs to continue his hot start to the season and pick up where he left off in the second half of his pro debut in that 27-27 tie where he rallied the Cardinals back against this Detroit Lions defense. The Arizona Cardinals are 2-0, but they haven't shown that they're immune to a trap game, to losing to a team that's inferior in talent. Cardinals defense needs to continue to show that it's the real deal in 2020, that they've turned the page on last season. Going into week three, this is a tale of two different defenses. For Detroit, you know, they're 30th in points against, 28th in yards given up, 31st in turnovers forced, no interceptions from that group, also no interceptions for the Arizona Cardinals as well, but also they give up a bunch of yardage in the air, in the ground, you name it, they struggle against it. As far as the Arizona Cardinals are concerned, they're second in points given up, seventh in yards against. It's the Cardinals defense that needs to continue its resurgence in week three against Detroit. Yes, this can be a trap game. If the Cardinals defense falls flat in its first real test of this season and the offense sputters against a horrible defense, it could be very disappointing. But if the Cardinals want to continue this resurgence, avoiding trap games is key, and disposing of opponents like the Detroit Lions is absolutely necessary to take the next step. The NFC West, let's remember, it's the best division in football at 7-1 currently. And the Cardinals, they need to stack wins before getting back into division play in week 7 against the Seattle Seahawks. So Cliff Kingsbury better have his team on trap game alert in week 3 against the Detroit Lions. If you think I'm nuts for being wary about the winless Lions being a trap game for the Arizona Cardinals, let's check with an expert. The host from Locked On Lions, Matt Derry, joins us on Thursday crossover right here on Locked On Cardinals, part of your Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. I made my third purchase from rockauto.com in the last couple months, and I'm not even a car guy. I do have a truck, and they helped me cut the cost, the estimate that it was going to take to fix the tailgate on my truck by 50%. Because rockauto.com is a family business serving auto parts customers online for 20 years. Go to rockauto.com. Shop the auto and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers. Because chain stores, they have different price tiers for professional mechanics and do-it-yourselfers. But rockauto.com prices are the same for everybody and are reliably low. RockAuto.com also offers the lowest prices possible rather than just changing prices based on what the market will bear like airlines do. RockAuto.com is for everyone and does not require membership or account login. Go to RockAuto.com and see all the parts available for your car or truck. Write Locked On Cardinals and how did you hear about us so they know that we sent you. It's amazing selection, reliably low prices, and all the parts your car will ever need. RockAuto.com. It's Thursday, so that means it's a Locked On crossover event. Yeah, another football season, another matchup of an oddly contrived rivalry, non-rivalry. The 2-0 Arizona Cardinals host the 0-2 Detroit Lions. These two teams have played 7 of the last 9 years. It feels like every year. Last year, that 27-27 tie to open up the 2019 season. To celebrate the rivalry renewed, Matt Derry of Locked On Lions joins us for Crossover Thursday. Matt, you got to give me more insight right off the bat about this preposterous record that the Lions hold after their 42-21 loss to Green Bay, blowing a double-digit lead in its last 4 games.
Well, Bo, it's great to be with you. Always a pleasure to talk Lions and Cardinals. You're right. It seems like every year we get on the crossover and do this. I don't know why the Lions and Cardinals always seem to play in Arizona early in a season. It's either like first 3 weeks or it's like week 15 or 16 or 17. But, yeah, the double-digit leads, the issues that this team is having, holding on to leads, right back to rear its ugly head here in the first 2 weeks. The Bears game was inexplicable last weekend. I think we saw, even though they were up 14-3 early, that Green Bay was clearly the better football team.
Are the reasons for this ridiculous stat, you know, Matt Patricia 7-7-1 when his team leads by double digits, the 0-2 start? I mean, is it because of one reason? Is it bad coaching? Is it the defense isn't showing up? Is it back-breaking turnovers? What's the reason for it?
Well, Bo, I'll say this. They can't stop anybody. They cannot get a stop. And off the top of my head, if you're going to go, okay, you know, what games can you recall over the last 3 years? Well, certainly, you know, last year against you guys, the week one game where the Lions could not stop Kyler Murray in the fourth quarter. And certainly it got to that point where Detroit blew a big lead. Week one this year against the Bears, you lead 23-6 against Mitch Trubisky at home. And I know there's no fans in the stands, but let's be honest. If you get a couple of stops, you sack him, you know, you force a 2nd-and-18, a 3rd-and-19, whatever, you're going to put your defense in a good spot. They just can't stop anybody. Kansas City last year, same thing against the Chiefs. When they needed to get a stop against Mahomes in Green Bay a year ago, in Green Bay last week, they give up too many points. And the offense is fine. Matthew Stafford's not been great the first 2 weeks. But, boy, when you have a defensive coach like Matt Patricia, you've got to dial up something. You've got to find a way to get a turnover or get a stop, get off the field. They can't do it.
Yeah, it's interesting. The Arizona Cardinals' 8th overall pick versus the linebacker Isaiah Simmons has had a rough go of it. First 2 games, it looks like the same can be said about number 3 overall pick, Jeffrey Okuda, who I think, am I wrong in saying the expectations for the 3rd overall pick out of Ohio State were pretty high? And he's just like Simmons, where he's just trying to find his way in the NFL so far through 2 weeks.
Well, you know, look, first of all, there were some, including myself, that have loved to have seen a hybrid safety slash linebacker roaming the field for the Lions. And I was all for Simmons in Detroit. It sounds like it's been a struggle, a little bit of a struggle bus for him, and we're going to get to that when we flip this script on this thing in a minute. But as far as Okuda goes, it's not been good, but it's only been one game. It's not like he's stunk up the joint in both games. He got hurt the week leading up to the Bears game. There was some talk that he just wasn't ready. Because remember, you're talking about a rookie cornerback having to come in and play in this division where there's some pretty good offenses. And then the first 4 weeks having to face now Murray and Breeze after facing Trubisky, who for some odd reason always lights up the Lions, and Aaron Rodgers. So it's got to be a little baptism by fire. He was terrible last week. But again, it's one game. He was hurt the week before. He's never been in an NFL stadium before. Let's see how he does this week and if he can bounce back. They're going to need him because they still have injuries at that cornerback position.
Before we move on to the offense, Matthew Stafford and the quarterback and the wide receivers, Kenny Golladay, poised to make his debut on Sunday. Who can you tell Cardinals fans to kind of keep an eye out as far as on the defensive side of the football for the Lions that could make some noise and make life a little harder on Kyler Murray, DeAndre Hopkins, and crew?
Nobody. I mean, let's be honest here, bro. Like, somebody on this defense that's going to make an impact?
Last year, I mean, the Cardinals were in the bottom of the league, just like the Lions are right now in 2019. And Chandler Jones was still racking up sacks. Is there anybody?
Oh, God. Chandler Jones? I mean, Chandler Jones is a beast. There's nobody on this Lions team that you could say is a beast on defense. Chandler Jones makes Trey Flowers money. Trey Flowers makes $18 million a year. But while PFF loves him, he doesn't make a big impact in the game. He's not a guy you're going to go, oh, man, he's going to come off that edge. No, I mean, he's got one sack in 2 weeks. Daron Harmon, I like at safety. He's been okay. the defense is just, it's barren. It really is lacking of playmakers, and that's too bad because you've got third-round picks you traded up for, second-round picks that are on the defensive side of the ball, a first-round pick in Jared Davis from years ago who quite honestly cannot play. He cannot play. You want to watch something, watch number 40, try to get in coverage. It's a mess. And so I like Deshaun Hand. I think he's got a shot. Jamie Collins should be better. Hasn't been the first 2 weeks. Has been a vast disappointment. So they got work to do.
So there you go, Cardinals fans. Daron Harmon, pretty okay at football. Look out for him on Sunday. That's your headliner as far as the Lions defense. But let's talk about this offense. Kenny Golladay, he missed the first two games. He's going to make his debut on Sunday, likely in Glendale. What's he add to this offense?
Oh, he's fantastic. You know, we could sit here and bash the defense, and we should. But offensively, I do think this weekend the Lions are going to score some points. I think Matthew Stafford in that environment out there, used to playing in that stadium. Again, you know, going out there to the Red Sea back in the day, it can get a little loud. But now with no fans being there, I mean – I think they're going to score. I do. And I love Adrian Peterson. I think that pickup's been really good. This past week, they abandoned it, and which made no sense because I know they led 14-3, but when they give Peterson an opportunity, he's been pretty good. And the Kerryon Johnson, you throw in DeAndre Swift. Hockenson had a big game last year against you guys. And if you get Golladay back, you're talking about a deep threat, a big receiver to then complement Marvin Jones, Quintez Cephas, the fifth-round pick, who's been nice. A Danny Amendola. There's plenty of weapons on this offense. And the O-line, Frank Ragnow, the center, has been really good. The rookie Jonah Jackson at right guard's been solid. And Taylor Decker at left tackle's graded out well. So they've kept Stafford upright for the most part. So the offense, to me, I think is going to have a big week. Are they going to win 31-24 and go in there and win, or is this going to be a 41-38 loss shootout?
Yeah, I mean, is that something that they would favor the Lions in? I mean, we're looking for one way that one path to victory. Would it likely look like a shootout?
Yeah, I think it's going to be. I think that obviously Kyler Murray is getting very comfortable. I mean, what a pickup, DeAndre Hopkins. I mean, come on, that's fantastic stuff from Kime and company out there. So I think that I do think it's going to be high scoring.
Matt Derry, Locked On Lions. Give him a follow on Twitter, of course, at Derry Speaks. On the other side, we're going to flip the script, and Derry's going to hammer me with some questions. Hopefully, I get to speak a little higher about the Cardinals defense than Matt spoke of the Lions defense. It's all coming up on a Crossover Thursday. It's Locked On Cardinals, Locked On Lions, part of your Locked On Podcast Network.
All right, let's do this here. The Crossover, Matt Derry, Locked On Lions, Bo Brack, Locked On Cardinals. The second segment here as we wrap up the show here on a Thursday, getting you ready on the Thursday crossover for Lions-Cardinals Sunday, just after 4 o'clock Eastern time. All right, Bo, we talked a little bit about the Lions. 2-0 Cardinals. I mean, did you expect this?
It was week one. That was the big question mark going up against the reigning NFC champion San Francisco 49ers. Now, they were playing without anybody that resembled an NFL-caliber wide receiver on that unit, but Jimmy G missed a lot of throws. But it was still, I guess, inspiring to see Kyler Murray and this defense kind of put together the second half that they did and rally past the 49ers. I think it was a signature moment for this team. And it's propelled them to an easy victory over the Washington football team, who I think, you know, it surprised people in week one, but they're not as good, especially on the offensive side of the football, to compete just yet And the Cardinals are sitting here 2-0, and people are talking about Kyler Murray. We're already starting to throw around way too early MVP conversation around the second-year signal caller. But, you know, the trends have been second-year quarterbacks make that gigantic leap and just go above and beyond expectations. But, you know, this Arizona Cardinals, I'm surprised about Kyler Murray, how well he's played, but really surprised by this defense that added three key free agents in the offseason. And that's, you know, surprised about this defense without production from your eighth overall pick in Isaiah Simmons.
Yeah, let's start with the defense. Tell me about the guys that they've gone out and gotten. Certainly, you know, they love that hybrid guy with Simmons. It used to be Buchanan, guys that could kind of play multiple positions, the Honey Badger back in the day. But what does the defense look like now?
Yeah, the defense is it's very top heavy as far as it's star studded. We talked about Chandler Jones in the previous segment, a guy who had 19 sacks last year. He's not having to do as much as he's done in the past, where he was, you know, half the sack production in 2019. This year, he's got one of the seven sacks, which is third best in the NFL as far as the defensive side of the football goes. And then you've got Patrick Peterson, who's still trying to knock the rust off of the six-game suspension. You guys, the last time you saw the Arizona Cardinals, it was without Patrick Peterson because of a PED violation. He missed six games, and he just hasn't been the same eight-time Pro Bowler. Now, is that Father Time rearing his ugly head at him? And he's, you know, at the big 3-0 already, 30 years old. Probably a little bit of both, but Patrick Peterson is their top corner. He's going to have his hands full because outside of P2, you've got yourself Byron Murphy, a second-round pick in 2019. He's in his second season. He's played better, but you know he's not going to – still searching for that corner opposite Patrick Peterson. You got Drake Kirkpatrick, who played a couple decent seasons for the Bengals, but you know he's just a guy. But the Cardinals are seeing big production from guys like Jordan Phillips on the interior of this defensive line who signed a deal, come over from the Buffalo Bills. You've got a guy, Devon Kennard, who you guys are very familiar with, released this offseason, 7.5 sacks, and they're helping supplement this pass rush outside of number 55, Chandler Jones, and it's worked really well. The Cardinals, unlike the Lions this year, because it sounds like this Lions defense is reminiscent of the Cardinals last year where they just couldn't get off the field, they're holding opposing teams to the first 2 weeks, 6-for-23 on third down. They're getting off the field and get the ball into the hands of this new-look offense, which has a lot of firepower.
So what role is Devon Kennard playing? How's he looked the first 2 weeks?
Just a primary. He's a pass rusher, and he's been disruptive. He's been, you know, there was a big fourth and goal against the San Francisco 49ers. It's really shifted the momentum where, you know, it was crazy enough that all three free agent signings that Bill Barnwell of ESPN.com crushed Steve Keim for came up big on that play. It was a lot of pressure from Jordan Phillips and Devondre Campbell, linebacker who came over from Atlanta, and Devon Kennard making the big stop that kept the 49ers from going up 17-7 in that game and just shifted the momentum. Kennard has been very good so far through the first couple games. I mean, he doesn't have to be – he's not your primary pass rusher, so anything he gives you, it's just kind of icing on the cake outside of what you get from Chandler Jones.
Bo Brack, Matt Derry, Locked On Lions, Locked On Cardinals crossover. Of course, two teams will meet again, it seems like every year, in Arizona coming up Sunday, 2-0 against 0-2. Kyler Murray, I mean, you know, we saw it last year in that opener. You know, at the beginning of the game, it was, rookie quarterback, maybe he's too small. And by the end of the day, it was, wow, he let him down the field to tie the game and send it to overtime. And then, of course, the eventual tie. But you mentioned year two. What's been the game plan? What have they been doing with them? Is a lot of this the same as what they did a year ago with Cliff?
No, it looks like he's opened up just another section of the playbook with familiarity from Kyler Murray. Looking at this offensive line, which is playing very similar to what it did at the end of last season. Sure, it surrendered 50 sacks in 2019, but it played well in December, and it's continued that, you know, middle of the road. It's nothing to write home about, but it's given Kyler Murray the ability to either get out and make plays with his legs or stay back in the pocket and make plays with his arm, and he's capable of both. I mean, what we're really surprised in what we didn't see last year is him getting out and running. And I think last year it was, hey, learning this system, he's a rookie, he's undersized, he can't get, you know, squared up because that could mean the end of the season for him. He was a little hesitant. We're not seeing that hesitancy here. He's a guy that's getting out and he's running. He had two rushing touchdowns the previous week against Washington, another rushing touchdown against the San Francisco 49ers, three trips to the end zone with his legs, 158 yards to lead the Cardinals in rushing so far early on in the season. But then again, you know, he's upped his completion percentage. He's throwing close to 67% on his passes, over 500 yards passing, and two more touchdowns. So DeAndre Hopkins has been, man, I mean, I can't believe they got him for a bag of footballs from the Houston Texans, basically. He has just been a monster and transformed this offense and put guys that were there last year in more comfortable positions this year.
That's the thing. That's the thing when that trade was announced. I mean, you know, look, the Cardinals have had a history of doing some boneheaded things and certainly making some very poor decisions. And, you know, the Josh Rosen thing, when they got Murray, everyone's like, wait a minute, you just took a quarterback. But they went for it. They figured that this is too good of a guy to pass up. And, you know, and now with Drake back there, it just seems like the calls that they've made lately and the personnel have been very, very good.
Yeah, General Manager Steve Keim is kind of like on a heater at the blackjack table. He continues to make the right decisions, and it's paying off. And before that, you wouldn't even think that Keim should be in the position to make the next selection. When it came up to put, you know, submit the card for Kyler Murray, that Keim shouldn't even made that decision, but he did. And, you know, whether or not he's playing on borrowed time, he's been very good in the last 18 months. And the Arizona Cardinals are seeing that on the field. And then he gets to kind of pull one over on Bill O'Brien. He gets rid of David Johnson's bad contract. Just hasn't been the same player since 2016. Not only that, but, you know, he gets DeAndre Hopkins, who's an elite wide receiver, you know, consensus top five guy. And, you know, he's getting the target share, a monster target share out there. But he's we know how sure-handed Hopkins is, and he's making good use of it. Found the end zone for the first time as a Cardinal last week. And it's created just another – taking this offense to another level. And, you know, props to Steve Keim and props for Cliff Kingsbury, a guy who hasn't had a lot of success, you know, on any level the last 5 years, whether it's Texas Tech in the Big 12 or in the NFC West. He's got this team 2-0 and looking good.
Well, Brack, appreciate the time. I mean, I think, like I said, I don't know if I can pick the Lions. I think they have a shot. I look at this game and I say, you know, is Detroit really 0-3 bad? They look bad.
Yeah.
Is Arizona really 3-0 good? It wouldn't surprise me really either way. If this came, I just think it's going to be a high-scoring game. And this might be one of those days where Stafford earns his money and out-duels Murray like 38-35. What do you think, real fast?
Yeah, I think it's the Detroit Lions have that ability to win these. Obviously, we talked about the crazy stat at the beginning of this crossover where they've had double-digit leads. You got to have talent to get leads in the NFL. Now, finishing the job, that's another story. That's why I think Cardinals fans are concerned about this game. I mean, we could joke about the defense all we want, but the Cardinals – the jury is still out on this defense, and if they get into a shootout, I think anything is possible. You know, I was where you were right now as far as this Cardinals team last year, where I didn't feel comfortable picking them against anybody. But, you know, Cardinals should win this game. Defense should make enough stops to just make the difference. You know, I do expect 30, you know, Cardinals to approach 30 points and the Lions to be in the high 20s, but the Cardinals to come away with this one with the victory. Big thanks to Matt Derry there of Locked On Lions as we wrap up this Thursday crossover edition of Locked On Cardinals. Friday show. Will the Arizona Cardinals start the season off 3-0? Alex and I will have our predictions. Make sure to tune in. Also tune in to Locked On NFL to get you ready for tonight's Thursday night football contest between Miami and Jacksonville. In the meantime, have a great rest of your Thursday.